I Tell Stories is brought to you by Somewhere, Cannabis Dispensary, Portland, Oregon, Hillock Supply, and people like you.
It was all I could think about. Bottles of rum we drinking now. Get off my stool, I'm thinking how my brethren next to me sinking scowls. Pass that shit with a winking smile. Marijuana, huge stinking pal. Muskets and sabers could drink them now. Background piano with a blinking style. Friends with Benjamin, but we some veterans. And if you got a scheme, we consider bring after them pieces, after them dividends. Trying to rise from the seasons we living in.
Oh man, just watch out where you step, dude. Over there, there's something nasty or something rotting. I'm not sure what kind of animal spit that up or shit that out. I have no idea, bro. It is one of the most vile things I've ever seen in my life. It looks like something outside of, a homeless tent encampment. I'm not sure what's going on, but that animal, whatever made that, shouldn't exist. That's all I know.
Zoinks. Who goes there? A snub-nosed monkey, perhaps?
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not sure. Could be. I'm not up on the snub-nosed monkey. What, does it pack a 38? What's going on? Why does it have such a name?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It has no nose. And yeah, people, if you want to look at the pictures of these creatures, they're something.
Yeah, they're pretty insane looking, that's for sure. It does look exactly like somebody just took like a razor and cut their nose clean off many years ago in a war or something. Either that or they, you know what, could it be this too, bro? They may have all had syphilis and no treatment.
Damn, son, that's disgusting.
Wasn't that a thing? It either has to do with the syphilis or the treatment for syphilis back in the day, but people would lose their noses. I feel one of those weird diseases. Nonetheless, snub-nosed monkeys, watch your sexual promiscuity in the future. Good start,
Dite. Service announcement of the day.
Yeah, it's a great day on I Tell Stories, my friend. It's currently like one of my first 70 some degree days of the year here in the Portland metro area or PNW, whatever the fuck I'm in. I'm out here in the BG, like I said before. I just know what to call everything. It's all connected. And I'm not from here originally. Anyway, how's your day going?
Nice climate for the coconut crab that's strong enough to crack coconuts. Like, and also dines on seabirds and rats.
That is an insane animal. Why did... So the purpose of it... Well, hey, it dines on rats. That's kind of cool. I mean, right? But it really cracks coconuts?
Yeah, apparently. This thing's crazy looking. It has gigantic claws, obviously, if it's able to crack coconuts. And
yeah, is it both claws or just one?
I think it's both of them.
Oh wow, that's insane. I'm gonna have to check this sucker out. Whoa, yeah, that looks pretty raw. It looks like it's mounting the coconut as it cracks it.
I like your mind.
Kind of. That looks, it's in the position of cracking said coconut. Nonetheless, that is a weird-looking animal. It looks like the devil's hand, you know, or like Hellboy or something, for those of you who have seen the movie. Like, the animal looks like the fucking hand. All right, guys. I tell stories. Anyway. Hey, have you ever heard of a red-lipped batfish?
I have not, no.
Yeah, me either, until about 20 minutes ago. But it's from the Galapagos Islands, and it looks like a character. You remember Nickelodeon? Monsters, that cartoon they had where it was like monsters in the sewer, I guess. It was in the 90s.
I don't recall.
Okay, for those people who are out there that remember it, this thing looks like one of the characters from that. It has like red lips, dude. It looks like it's wearing lipstick and it's like kind of pissed off or it's pouty or something like that. They don't say that, you know, it's not known to be dangerous. I made sure to check into that. It's a species of anglerfish, so it does draw in its prey with a sort of angle-ish type device. You know, its fins come out and attract it and whatnot and catches, eats it. The red lips that it's named after, though, have nothing to do with what that is, though. Apparently, they have no clue why it has such luscious, pouty lips, is what these people say. And this is some scientific journal I was reading. But nonetheless, it does look like it's a fucking weird... weird thing with lips and wearing bright bright red lipstick. It's amazing. I don't know. Red lip batfish. Sounds like something you might find in Las Vegas.
That should stay in Vegas.
Yeah.
As they say.
Oh, no.
How about the, I'm sure I'll mispronounce this, but the Grimpatiuthis is referred to as Dumbo octopus.
Oh, I seen a picture of that.
Weird. It does look, but like when it's moving, like the, it's like Dumbo's ears flapping.
That's amazing, yeah.
It's much cuter than the giant isopod, which is a relative of the garden-dwelling wood lice.
Oh.
And they reach a foot long and thankfully live deep in the ocean.
Oh, so these are all scary sea monsters. But basically, it's like a large louse, right? Louse lice, whatever. Nobody judge me.
Apparently, yeah. It's a disturbing-looking
entity.
Yeah, I was going to call this episode Animals That'll Make You Stick With Dogs.
Oh, nice. Okay. I was kicking around, why Animal Kingdom, why? But I like that. I like yours the best, so I don't know.
How about the greater bilby? That's a rabbit kangaroo of sorts from Australia.
It's amazing looking, guys. It looks like a kangaroo that got hit with a bat and then survived.
And apparently they're endangered, so some are pushing for it to replace the Easter bunny with the Easter bilby.
Ugh, gross.
Either way, yeah, like...
That sounds wrong. Bilby babies. They want to make a bunch of bilby babies. That's disgusting, guys. Get over it. Hey, you know, some things just aren't meant to be, Australia. Even though I do love that you guys listen to us, we're internationally renowned.
Globally renowned.
Oh, globally. Oh, we got, oh yeah, I forget. Thank you for, that's why you're here, bro. You keep me in check. Dang, yeah, these things
are. How about
the
upside down catfish?
Oh, wow. Okay, explain, please.
Seriously, yeah, it swims and like its face is facing up, and it looks quite odd. But
so the point, yeah. So like, what's the purpose? Like, why are you upside down? There's no real reason. I mean, you could be a normal catfish. They have success, right? I feel like catfish are a pretty successful species. But just saying. Yeah, they're pretty weird looking. They kind of got like little tentacles on their lips that face up, or whiskers, just like a catfish would. So really their main thing is they swim upside down. That is weird. What a strange thing.
You know what the difference between a catfish and a lawyer is, right?
Enlighten me.
One's a bottom feeding scum sucker and the other one's a fish.
Hey. Oh, I
no offense to all lawyer people. Yeah, I think I heard that from somebody that was in law school, too. So it was like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like I poke fun at the Scottish. I love my Scottish people.
Right. Checks out, man. I get it. I'm with you on
that. How about the Goliath tigerfish that's said to even prey on crocodiles in the Congo?
Oh, my God. That thing is scary looking. I seen a...
Not something you want to come across.
No. Like, I thought piranha were insane.
Winning swim.
No, God, no. It has, like, saber-tooth fangs, man. This thing is fucking nuts. It should be in, like, the depths of the deep ocean, but it is not. These people in the Congo deal with this thing and all over the place. That river is insane, too. I seen an episode on this said fish. Jeremy Wade, that one guy. Damn it. Hi, guys. Hi, how are you doing today, Owen? I can't remember shit. Fucking, no, but seriously, everybody...
What happened?
I don't know. Ding dong. Hey, back on I Tell Stories. There's some weird animals out there, and apparently fishing's a part of it. But Jeremy Wade, like, he catches, like, crazy... Oh, river monsters. There we are. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for dealing with our brief interlude, people. While we're at it, might as well check out pitlocksupply.com and see if you want to pick up an I Tell Stories shirt or possibly subscribe to us, because really our subscription link is not as much for extra content at this time as that we're trying to do some like fundraising things to help some people and communities out. So keep that in mind. It's usually, well, $5 is it. So if you drink a fucking cup of coffee, you could probably give us $5 a month to help somebody out. And we'll show you the proof of it, too. We want to like make it a thing. As long as like, you know, I'm not trying to like parade anybody around either. I just do want to help some folks out. My friend Owen's on the same page with me, so subscribe, buy a shirt. What up? Weird animals. Yo, let's go.
the blobfish basically looks like miniature Jabba the Hutt.
It does. And you know what else?
And that would be complimentary of the blobfish, I would say.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, you remember that cartoon Ziggy? Kind of.
Vaguely, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it reminded me of that, the Ziggy guy. Or do you remember in like the late 80s, early 90s, where people would have like that little guy stuck to their car window and it like mooned people?
Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like that guy. That's what the blobfish looks like. Alright. Anyway, yeah, it's a weird looking creature. Looks like, I don't know. Looks like a blob.
Yeah. Yeah. Aptly named. As is the vampire deer.
Oh my god, that's...
It just has like, it doesn't actually, they don't think, suck blood, but it looks like, yeah.
It smells sweet. Alright, I must... Blood.
I must see this now. Vampire deer. Just for you people out there, if you're interested in the things we talk about, you can use Google. That's what I'm doing currently.
Is that new?
Yeah, I know, right? Why don't I know anything about anything? Anyway, whoa, yeah, water deer, the saber-toothed deer. Jesus Christ, does Donnie Hill folks know about this?
I would think so.
Oh my God. We are going to have to bring Donnie on for this. We may have to do an episode on these deer. The British Deer Society. Okay. Wait. They're Korea and China. This picture's from the British Deer Society. I was like, how did I not know that there was deer like this in the UK? Anyway. Yeah, that
how
is...
How about the Babirusa?
Oh, I have.
This creature?
I have.
Looks like some kind of a boar, and its tusks never stop growing and protrude from its snout. It looks quite painful to just exist, but they do.
Yeah, you know, if it had its tusks broke, it would look like a pig unicorn.
Yeah,
it's insane. That you know, rodents, the reason why they gnaw stuff is because their teeth never stop growing, and if they actually weren't able to like kind of gnaw and chip away at shit like wood or whatever, you know, that annoys the hell out of people, their teeth would grow through the roof of their mouth. So it's a very similar situation, and not the only thing I've ever seen like this in the animal kingdom, but not on a boar. That is weird looking. That would scare me, guys. Just saying. Where's the 40 cal?
Yeah, also unpleasant is the hairy frog. The hairy? That's all I have to say.
Oh, just no. Say. Is that
it
not?
Looks, yeah.
Is that, you know, I thought that may have been some sort of like, drink that pervs slip ladies. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? The hairy frog. What the fuck?
My goodness.
Yeah. That is insane, my friend. Dang. It does have a little hair. It's got like armpit hair, kind of. Yeah.
The Brazilian tree hopper is an odd looking, I'm assuming, insect. It has like a helicopter looking.
Yeah.
looking thing on top of its head. And apparently scientists don't know why, like, you know, if it's to...
It's not their eyes.
...fend off prey or predators, I should say, or what its purpose is, but it's... It's funny looking.
Yeah, it does. It looks like an alien. It looks like something you may find on Rick and Morty, to be honest. It has about... It looks like it, those things atop look similar to, like, berries that have hair on them. Ugh. That's what a bunch of weird stuff out there, guys. You know what's funny about this is we got to keep this in mind, people. You know, kind of like a turkey and its snood. You know, for those of you who don't know what the snood is or the beard, it's what kind of gets the turkey going. It's that big ugly piece that we all think is weird about him, you know. But to us, it's ugly, but to a snurky, nice, to a turkey, that's one foxy lady, okay, with the beard. Yeah, keep that in mind, guys. Anyway, on we go.
How about the Venezuelan poodle moss?
Oh, I've not seen that one. This seems to be like a good reactionary thing because a lot of these I didn't see, and then I'm just like looking them up as we go and giving people my descriptions. The poodle moth, it does look like something that should be in a Japanime. It almost looks like a tooth fairy from the movie Hellboy. I'm going to reference that again. And they are not nice guys. Holy shit. I'm going to share that live right now, guys. The picture I found to our iTell Stories Instagram. And you can follow that. It's not a big deal. That is the weirdest looking little moth I've ever seen in my life. It's kind of cute.
Disgusting way.
Yeah, right. It may also look me right in the eye and steal my soul. Unsure.
How about jerboas?
Ooh, I've worn jabots. Those are pants. I don't know what this is, though.
Tiny kangaroo mice bunnies, basically, that can bounce around the desert at 15 miles an hour.
Oh, you know, my daughter, your niece, Tamara, your friend of the show, Bobby, actually gave her a pet that looks similar to this one time, but they were, they were related to chinchillas. Dang, I've seen these on stuff before. They look crazy. Big ears. They could run fast or bounce around or do whatever. Jabots. Love the name, guys.
Yeah, I guess they bounce.
Yeah, bounce, motherfucker, right? Anyway.
The colugo is the flying monkey of sorts.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a close relative of primates, and it can glide 200 feet from one tree to another. I don't know if it's relegated to just trees or if it can go elsewhere.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, they are arboreal gliding mammals that are native to Southeast Asia. Yep, so their closest evolutionary relatives are primates. So they're not actually a monkey, kind of. They're like, you know, they're like how people kind of confuse lemurs with monkeys for a long period of time, but they're very different.
Right.
So, yeah, insane. So like a flying squirrel. Didn't see a picture of it, guys. Just found a description. I tell stories. Look at us go, bro. Knowledge is power. All right, sorry.
And once again, one that I will definitely butcher, but the Helicrunchia cephephri. It basically looks like if Piglet were a squid that lived 300 feet under the ocean.
I wish I... Helicrunchia. Okay, well, I spelled that part right. It's a genus of small glass squids, apparently, that thing. And it looks like... Yeah, that looks creepy, man. You guys need to look that up if you can spell it. If you can spell that without Googling it and spell checking and everything, let us know and we'll give you a shirt. It's also known as a piglet squid, apparently. So, I don't know why, but it is a weird thing.
Yeah, it looks like a piglet were a squid.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, right. Fair enough. Fair enough,
man. Eye-eyes.
Eye-eyes? I've heard of them. Eye-eye. Is that a very obedient first mate? No, I mean...
Like a possum, monkey, rat.
Oh, my God. Is it spelt as it sounds? That's what I want to know.
It's, A-Y-E.
Oh, my God.
Look like we could hang out with the mess cycling folks and our friend, Amu, the Finnish mess skier.
You know, I feel like Corla Pandit may have had one of these on his piano. Those eyes. Just saying, look into my eyes. In his ears, he could definitely hear everything. He kind of has they're all he's, by the way. This one I'm looking at in particular, which I have no idea what sex it is, has the face of a koala almost. And I don't even know, but these really rough looking animal. Kind of looks like my fucking shitty dog, Benson. Who is
Benson. Squeaky D.
Benson. Anyway. Yeah, Benson needs a bath. He's a Shih Tzu Yorkie mix. He's got the Yorkie attitude, guys. A little pit shit, whatever. Anyway, let's move on. Did you know that the eye-eyes are omnivores and they love to eat things such as insects, larvae, fruit, seeds, and nectar? Unfortunately, humans, the foss and birds of prey are all predators to the eye-eyes. People apparently eat these motherfuckers, okay? So, gross.
Hope they got good barbecue sauce.
Yeah, Madagascar guys. I don't know. I don't know. Better check into that. Hey, you know, I think that's pretty neat. Hey, I seen one of these things in a zoo one time, and they're called an okapi, I think. I looked it up, and these are animals that that people thought were extinct. They're cryptids that were found to be actually alive. And okapi, also known as the forest giraffe, is a blend of a zebra, donkey, and a deer, and that's an antelope. And that's exactly what it fucking looks like. So this thing, it's amazing. It looks as it sounds. It has like the hindquarters of a zebra. It does have like the build of a donkey, I guess. Maybe it's the tail they're implying that with. And it does have the head of a giraffe, but it doesn't have the color. And long, I seen it in Omaha, and it's like one of these things. It's like a long black tongue and has these like antelope nodes on top of its head. It's very insane looking. I don't even know, you know, but it's a real thing. And they thought they were extinct, and they used to kind of call them the African unicorn because people would talk about them. But it's like, yeah, fucking right? Like Scotland, maybe there is a unicorn over there, guys. Maybe Marco Polo was not full of shit, but I doubt it, okay? So, nonetheless, they did end up finding these things eventually in 1901, they found a skeleton and skin, and they classified it as a new species. So then they realized that it was an actual animal that existed at one point in time. And then they eventually rediscovered it later on, which I did not find that. I'm a bad journalist. So, but it is a real thing. I see one in Omaha. Also, another animal that they thought wasn't was extinct or didn't exist was gorillas. They thought it was just made up crap, you know, like they there were stories of them, but they thought it was just people kind of making up stories about, you know, similar to like hobbits or giants, you know, that lived in the hills kind of shit, you know, but they're really gorillas. And so that's how we found those things out. Pretty weird. Pretty weird things. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that'd be interesting. Komodo dragons, another one that they thought were just a folklore kind of tale and turned out to be real. That's another one, too. I found on my mission.
Have you seen the Shoebill Stork?
Did not.
It looks like a Muppet of some kind. Like, it seriously looks like it's an animatronic creature.
All right. You piqued my interest here. Where are they native to? Do you know that much?
Ooh, I don't.
Don't worry, guys.
East Africa.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Large swamps from South Sudan to Zambia.
I'll be damned. Hey, you know another one? I forgot about this. You're talking about the Bilbo or Bilby or whatever and kangaroos. At one point in time, the kangaroos were a cryptid because they thought to have went extinct. So, anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Yeah, these are odd looking.
What about the goblin shark? Does Nicole know about the goblin shark?
Yes. The wife, Nicole, okay. She's well-versed on the goblin shark. She's a shark fanatic, and they're ugly as fuck. They're probably the ugliest shark, I would have to say.
Yeah, they're not.
They're very slow
aesthetically
moving.
Pleasing.
No, they're very ancient looking, and I think they're one of the ones that can live quite a while, like a basking shark or the Greenland shark, which they think can live hundreds of years. So that's pretty cool. Nonetheless, goblin shark. Wouldn't want to run into one of those in a dark alley somewhere. Just saying.
Or a hot tub.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks, goblin shark. Man, it is kind of fun to talk about animals, bro. I'm glad you brought this up. I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff out there. I don't know where else to go. We previously did an episode on Lobster Boy, and he's a weird guy. I don't know if that's a
word.
Was. I don't know if that's
not
like,
anymore.
Not anymore. Hey, did you see what the saga antelope looks like?
I did not, no.
It's like an antelope, and it looks like it has kind of like a fleshy elephant trunk on its nose. And it's from like Mongolia and Kazakhstan. Pretty weird animal, guys. Look it up. I'm telling you. Saga antelope. Saga.
Saga antelope?
S-A-I-G-A. Saga. Whatever, guys. I tell stories for life. I'm just saying. I hope everybody's enjoying this. Sometimes we do stuff like this just because why in the fuck not, you know? When we did our podcast at first, we started talking about, like, well, what should we label it as? Because, you know, you have to have categories when you set this sort of thing up. And one of them was history, because I figured we'd talk a lot of, like, stuff in past tense, really. But in all honesty, this is just kind of me and Owen telling stories. And so if we come up with something, we just want to talk about it. You guys want to listen to it. Here we are. You know. Let's go, podcast land. Yeah, I almost said Portland. Yeah. Great show, buddy.
Part of it.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Yeah. I totally ripped that off. I'm not trying to claim I didn't. I have a friend who's a rapper of sorts. His name's Knothead, and he was actually in a episode of Portlandia, which is pretty cool. Shout out to Knothead. Yeah, shout out to Knothead. He's still out there. He's still active. It's K-N-O-T-H-E-A-D, guys. He's kind of like a metal rap. So, pretty cool guy. Lives here in my area these days. So, nonetheless. Go ahead.
Oh, just speaking of animals, we're recording this on
perfect.
May 9th, and my pit bull / land seal is turning 11 tomorrow. So
yes, I know.
Some of you listening know him quite well.
Yes, the Boogie Bear.
Happy birthday, Boogie Bear.
Yeah, Lynch. The original Lynch, Aloysius Bofus Strain, right? Wasn't that it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's the full name, guys. But we take it,
make Baba Bluey, yeah. Bubaka, the Boot Menace, Colonel Monkey Tips. He has many names. Baba Bluey.
Yes. He's a staple on the north side of Billings, Montana. You know, this dog
people
of yours.
People do love him.
Yeah. So if you guys go through Cold Smoke, stop in the shop, say hi to the Blue Dog. You know, Owen and him are usually up in there. It's just cold. Look up Cold Smoke, Billings, Montana. You'll find him. It ain't hard to find. You know, there ain't that much going on in Billings.
We're working on it.
Yeah, working on it. See, that's part of this. Yeah. You know, as much as we talk shit about Billings, guys, guess what? Me and Owen's big plan, and the podcast is part of it, is we want to, like, do cool things for the community in Billings, especially because I'm from there. Owen lives there. The plan is eventually to do things for people in other areas, obviously, as well. But since that's where we're from, that's where we're going to start. So as much as we bash on Billings, we would like to see the people that we care about there in the community get help. If we can do anything. You know, if you're going to run your fucking mouth about stuff, you should try and do something about it. Right?
Indeed.
All right. So that's what we're here to do. I tell stories. Hold life. Hey, on another note, since you already said the date and, we're, you know, it's 2024 and all, everybody needs to go check out that new Spice One album, Platinum OG 2. Pretty fucking cool, by the way.
I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Spice One fan. He's a cool dude. I have stuff with Spice One, but at the same time, like, I'm pretty impressed. So,
oh yeah.
Anyway, but hey, everybody out there, have a great day. Thanks for checking us out.
Much love, everybody.